from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today last released a record in 2018, I believe, that kind of blew our minds here at the station, called Playing Chess. It's Elise LeGros. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. It has been a long time coming for us to connect and actually be able to share some of your music live on the station. You are in Toronto, correct?
I am.
And you have been there for a very long time, right? You've been based in Toronto pretty much your whole life.
That's true, and even more so in the last year.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how are you? How are you holding up midst of all of this?
I think I'm doing pretty well overall. I think we all have our ups and downs. It's a strange world we now inhabit, but I am very lucky to have a cute kitty at home to keep me company.
Nice.
And we've still been able, even though we're at a stay-at-home order here in Toronto, we're still able to, get out and get some exercise and stuff. So I'm just enjoying the little things in life. It's really made me appreciate all the little stuff.
It's good to look forward to the positives going on. I want to do a little chronology here because a lot of folks, ourselves included here at JPR, really kind of got to know you when Playing Chess came out and was considered your debut. But you have been making music for a lot longer than just the last 2-3 years, right?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I started recording, just on an amateur level when I was a young woman, when I was a teenager, and started singing at jazz clubs in Toronto around that time. And so it's been a long time coming. The Chess album was a really great sort of bridge between my old life and my newest incarnation, because it really brought together those worlds of the 50s and 60s and that music that I love so much from that era. And now this new album is all of my original music that is very much sort of based in that same tradition.
So growing up, did you always want to be a musician, or did you have plans to do something else?
Pretty much as far back as I can remember, I wanted to sing. There was a time during my sort of, that normal time in adolescence where you kind of question everything and wonder what you'll really do. But music has always been my passion and my love.
You mentioned early on you were making music that was a little more on the jazz side. Jazz kind of runs in your family, right? You had a father and also a grandfather that were involved in jazz music?
Yeah. So my uncle and grandfather, both jazz musicians. And my uncle to this day is actually still playing gigs around town, well, before COVID.
Cool. Back in 2012, you released an EP and actually had a single that did pretty well, I'm guessing, localized to Canada. It was called No Good Woman. And then nothing for a while. What was going on following that? Where were you just kind of searching for traction or trying to re-envision what kind of music and what kind of persona you wanted as a performing artist?
It was a little bit of column A, a little of B. Really, the hope with the EP in 2012 was that it would open a door to my dream record deal, the one that I had been waiting for, the one that everyone covets. And, we shopped the record around and I ended up, we had some offers, but just not in places that I, felt comfortable going. And so rather than signing a deal I didn't want to sign and possibly making a really, really pop record that I didn't want to make, instead I sort of took a step back. And even though it meant waiting and it meant a lot more patience on my part and certainly from my fans, I was able, I really wanted to wait to find the right partnership. And so that's why it took so long. It's kind of like when people ask somebody, why are they still single? A lot of time, it's not because there aren't suitors out there, but you're waiting for the right one. And so that was really my situation.
Well, when you did get around to it, Playing Chess was absolutely brilliant. So congratulations on a fantastic recording.
Thank you.
I am really excited to hear some new music. There is a new record coming, and I know that you have done some recording of yourself at home that you are willing to share with us. I'd love to hear a tune. What do you want to start with?
You know, maybe we'll start with Drinking in the Day.
What can you tell me about it, and who's playing on this with you?
So the song really started several years ago and has since become one of my top viewed YouTube videos. You know, for years, my fans have wondered, where can I get this song? Why isn't it out yet? And so finally, you know, we've come to a place where it is going to be on the next album. And
good.
So I wanted to feature it here today. And it's really a song about, a lot of people hear the title and think that it's, you know, about like a positive song about drinking in the day. Sorry to burst your bubble. It's actually not. It really is about an experience that I had several years ago with someone who I really cared about, who was really suffering. And because he grew up in a household and, you know, possibly a school and a culture generally where it wasn't acceptable for boys to cry or to express sadness, he sort of learned to cope with alcohol. And I think that happens to a lot of people in our society, men and women. But I think men are particularly at risk because of that sort of old boys don't cry, you know, philosophy. And so really that's what the song is about, is my speaking to him and hoping that he can let it out in some other way.
Can't wait to hear it. This is Elise Legros playing live for us today on JPR Live Sessions.
Say you're doing fine. Don't hide yourself away with something on your mind. You drinking in the day, crumbling from the weight. Sometimes it's good to cry, 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 cry. This life's a fickle friend indeed. And when it comes to end, knocks you off your feet. Who can really say where he went that day? That's why you've got to cry, 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 cry. And I wait and hope, but I don't know, but I don't know where you are. Oh, oh, babe. Don't say that it's all right. Stop fighting like a man just because you can. You're drinking in the day, day, shaking from the weight. Sometimes it's good to cry, baby, cry, cry, cry. And I wait and hope, but I don't know, no, I don't know where you are. Babe, don't say you're doing fine. Don't hide yourself away with something on your mind. You're drinking in the day, crumbling from the weight. Sometimes it's good to cry, 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 cry. Cry, 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 baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, 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 cry.
That is called Drinking in the Day. My guest is Elise Legros. Her latest release on S-Curve Records is called Playing Chess. EliseLegros.com, LEGROW.com is the place to go online. Thanks for sharing the music.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
I want to talk briefly about Playing Chess. And I know for you, this is now a number of years in the past, but it is largely the most recent collection of stuff that we have from you. This was a project that was drawn entirely from a catalog of somewhat obscure record label. Calling Chess obscure is probably not fair, but it's certainly not as well known as Motown. And it had artists like Muddy Waters and Etta James and Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry. How was that process for you of, I mean, were you just given the keys to go look through everything that they had on offer to cherry pick tunes that you thought might work in your style?
Yeah, pretty much. It was really sort of a singer's dream, because a lot of times what gets in the way for a singer that wants to record an old song is that, well, you don't have the permission to perform it. You don't have the, you know, right. You don't have the right, or at least you don't have the right to monetize it or to, you know, to sell an album with those songs. So I really was very fortunate to be working with my label, S-Curve BMG, and Steve Greenberg, who is the head of the label, you know, really sort of encouraged me into this path, because initially I was sort of like, well, why don't we pick some songs from the Motown label or from Stax. You know, there's just so much great music from that era. So, but I think Steve was really onto something in suggesting that we focus ourselves a little bit, because what ended up happening in that process was that actually that focus actually led to more freedom in a strange way. And because the Chess label had such an amazing breadth of everything from, R&B to just straight blues to like just early rock and roll. It was just such an amazing, I mean, Etta James has releases on Chess Records. So yeah, it was really a wonderful journey.
Mm. I know one of the challenges for artists doing covers is the amount of work it takes to get out of the way of the original, to not copy, right? To be able to impart some sort of unique vision on the tunes.
For sure.
And there was such a fascinating story that I read that I hope you can expand on about just how You Never Can Tell, which is such an enthralling recording that you've made, ended up so different than the original. And it was Steve from the label, right?
That's right. So the version of You Never Can Tell that you hear on my album is really, my interpretation of Steve Greenberg's interpretation of the song. No, it's like, it's literally, you know, it's very meta. We're talking meta cover here. And so, you know, Steve was at the time, I believe it was in the 70s, he was living on a kibbutz in Israel and had never heard Chuck Berry's You Never Can Tell. And he had seen the song written in a book of rock and roll, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he had seen the lyric written out. And he crafted his own chord progression and his own melody to this song. And it's just a really incredible story. And so it was wonderful to be able to bring that to life on my album.
Was there anyone that you discovered while working on this project that became a favorite of yours that you really didn't know before?
Yes. Actually, Sugar Pie DeSanto, I had never heard of before. And her rendition of Going Back Where I Belong, I believe it's her song. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, that was her song. And I just love that version of the song. And she is such a tour de force. Even some of her videos in her elderly years, she's like puts on such an amazing show. It's incredible.
Hmm. Elise LeGros is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. Her latest release is called Playing Chess, EliseLeGros.com, the web address. She joins me today from Toronto. Will you share another tune with us?
Absolutely. Why don't we play Won't Stop? So this is a real feature of my producer and co-writer, nephew out of Los Angeles. And
he worked on the Joshua Henry record.
Yeah, he has worked on so much incredible stuff. I'm really, really honored to be working with him on this album. And this version is really very sort of naked, and it's really just me and him, and the song is really about a dream of a version of eternal love. I've kind of always had a healthy skepticism about words like forever. always struggled with that a little bit, especially as a child of divorce. And, you know, I think a lot of us are out there sort of wondering whether that really exists. It's so hard to find in modern romance. And so this song is sort of my version of that.
To the woman that was made for ya, street light through the curtain, and I can tell that it's working. Won't hold out on you, baby, and you know I'm your sin, I'm your safety, so let go. And I won't stop, I won't stop, I won't stop till you say so. No, I won't stop, I won't stop, I won't stop till you say so. Without the sun, the moon don't shine. Without you, my life ain't mine. So I won't stop, I won't stop, I won't stop till you say so. Yeah, we got magic in the making, but the power's in the staying. When all the years start collecting, I'm never looking for the next thing. Oh, hold out on you, baby, and you know this gold chain ain't never breaking, so let's go. And I won't stop, I won't stop, I won't stop till you say so. No, I won't stop, I won't stop, I won't stop till you say so. Without the sun, the moon don't shine. Without you, my life ain't mine. So I won't stop, I won't stop, ooh, till you say so, baby, till you say so. Until you say so, ooh, until you say so, till you say so.
That's called Won't Stop. Elise LeGros is sharing music for us today on JPR Live Sessions. Her latest release is called Playing Chess, EliseLeGros.com, the web address. There is new music coming soon. Will it include that? You mentioned that the new record's going to have Drinking in the Day. Well, Won't Stop be on as well?
I sure hope so. The label isn't sure, but I am.
So before I let you go today, you have talked about how this upcoming record is going to be different. It's going to have a different vibe, whereas the Chess thing was very retro, very soul, R&B, classic, and I mean not classic rock as in 70s rock, but classic when rock and roll was pop music. What can you tell me about the record in terms of the style on it and a potential release date and name?
So I can tell you quite a bit about the style. It's really, I think, a wonderful mix of a lot of the sounds and the tradition of the music you would have heard on Playing Chess and from Chess Records back in the day. Cool. But also, I think we've really modernized it, and that was really important to me because I'm a modern woman and my songs are modern songs, and I wanted to make sure that the productions matched that. And so I've been, you know, really, really lucky to have Brian West and Nephew also, you know, helping me realize that vision. You know, we're looking at a spring release at this point. Things are so tenuous because of COVID, but we can't wait to get it out to you.
So what is in the immediate future for you now? Obviously, the lockdown continues, the stay-at-home orders, you're not touring. Do you have any plans on the horizon?
I'm trying to get better with my at my own technology stuff at home. That's been like my biggest challenge of COVID, really. All the other stuff, you know, I could sort of figure it out, but yeah, it's definitely been a challenge just getting a lot more comfortable with recording at home and all the Zoom stuff and know, shooting one's own videos and doing one's own photo shoots and stuff like that. So, I mean, really, my plate
Teach
is...
your cat.
Yeah, no, my plate is pretty full at the moment, just trying to figure out how to do a lot of jobs that I used to have the luxury of having others do. And I think a lot of people are in that position where suddenly, you know, we are each our own island.
Well, I wish you the very best on getting back out. I know that there are a lot of people looking forward to seeing you and hearing you, myself included.
Thank you, Eric.
Elise LeGros is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. Playing Chess is the most recent release. EliseLeGros.com is the web address. She's joining me from her home in Toronto today. Will you share one more tune with us?
Absolutely. And we'll finish on a high note with a song called Grateful. That is really, really sums up how I'm feeling today and how I was feeling the day that we wrote this song about a year ago, actually, before COVID really hit. And it was, you know, it was a day that I happened to be surrounded by a number of Grammy winners, Grammy nominees, just insane talent. And I felt so lucky to be there in that company. And as the year has gone on, the words have taken on such a new meaning as, you know, my own health and that of my family and just mental health and everything has been thrust into the spotlight. And so I've become all the more grateful for all of the little things, and that's really what this song is about.
Fantastic. It's Elise LeGros on JPR Live Sessions.
I've had my share of whiskey. I never claimed to be perfect, and I pray time don't hold that against me. Who said I deserve the beauty that I see every morning? And every long dark night gives me reason to be thankful. I never said I was great, but I'm grateful. I never said I was great, but I'm grateful. Oh, I know that I could have been gone. Can't say that I was never wrong, but that makes me grateful. Grateful. I've done some things that are risky. Never said I was a role model. Had some nights I drank the whole bottle in past lives. But last night it hit me how simply beautiful it is to breathe. All the beauty that's in you and me. And that made me thankful. I never said I was great, but I'm grateful. Never said I was great, but I'm grateful. Grateful. Oh, I know that I could have been gone. Can't say that I was never wrong, but that makes me grateful. Grateful. For every memory that came. Every failure, every accident, for every moment that I get to spend, for every day I get, I'm glad to live. 'Cause who knows how the story ends, but we know that it's gonna end. That gives me faith, though. I never said I was great, but I'm grateful. But I'm grateful. Oh, grateful. might say that I was never wrong, but that makes me grateful. I'm so grateful.
Elise LeGros playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions. That one is called Grateful. Her latest release is Playing Chess on S-Curve Records. EliseLeGros.com, the place to go online to find out more. She's joining me from Toronto today. I look forward to this new album later this year, whenever it comes out. Elise, thanks for doing this. It's been nice to chat.
Thanks for having me.